The next patient is Glenda Self. The last name is S-E-L-P-H. First name, Glenda. Sixty-four-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. This patient has a history of kidney stones, and as a matter of fact, she has in the UP junction a stone that is going to be removed September the 25th by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I. Period. The patient has a history of cardiovascular disease that is severe. She has nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia. Period. The patient has taking the Farxiga as recommended. And she remains with the kidney function that is stable. She is asymptomatic. Number 2, nephrolithiasis, as mentioned before, the 0.6 centimeter in the distal ureter in the left side with hydronephrosis and hydroureter that has been there and that has to be removed in order to improve the kidney function. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The latest laboratory workup that was done August the 24, 2023, the hemoglobin A1C is 7.7. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, this patient has a slight elevation in the albumin creatinine ratio, 70 is slight, no, it has elevation of the albumin creatinine ratio to 77.9. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease. In March of 23, the patient was taken to the cardiac cath lab. She had a left main stent. And the patient later on developed in-stent stenosis that has to be angioplastic, and no stent was placed. Period. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, obesity. The patient went back and gained 7 pounds, and she was instructed that was important to continue in a plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, and fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has a gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab. 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.